Meanwhile, at the climax of Captain America, Brave New World. Hi, everybody,
hello.
And welcome. Hello, and
Hi.
Welcome to Comic Book Queers. I am your host, Brett, and with me, as always, is your other host, Evil Jeff. Hi, Evil.
Hello, this is episode 334.
Holy shit.
We've done a lot of these.
We've done a lot of these. We are officially now into the second third of 1,000 episodes, if we were to do.
Oh, shit.
1,000 episodes. We're officially one third of the way there.
Well, the asteroid has risen up to 3%.
What asteroid? Wait, what?
You didn't hear about the asteroid that's coming in 2032?
No, but
what?
Bring it on. What?
There is an asteroid that's coming in 2032, and it was at a 1% chance, and then they upgraded to 2% chance, and today they just upgraded to a 3% chance.
So in 100 days.
Going up. So in 2032, so we might not get to that 1,000th episode.
Okay.
Anyway, and you know what? I'm begging for that asteroid after the week this has been, and the stuff I had to watch for this show,
the things we do for this show. I actually, so you're alluding to Captain America. I actually saw Captain America Brave New World at Disney Springs. So I actually, this was my first Marvel movie since Disney bought it, or even before that, that I've seen on a Disney property. So that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was it.
I do have something that I want to talk to you. And I was like, really?
Oh.
I was like,
What were you like?
And he was all like, and then she was all like, and then they were all like, and I was all like, what?
What?
Okay. So
we
delayed the recording for this.
Yeah.
Because last night I had the opportunity to go to a trivia night where the theme was X-Men.
Yeah.
Now I thought that meant everything was going to be X-Men. It was just one portion of the quiz of all of the questions were going to be X-Men.
It was one round? It wasn't like...
It was just one round.
Oh, it wasn't like, okay, round two is characters. Round three is romances. Round four is villains.
No. So it was just one round. However, I was brought in. These people, they go to it often. They're my husband's friends.
Okay.
And when they found out it was X-Men, they asked me to come along and be their, like, you know, be their what's it called? What hitter? What's the baseball
team? Yeah, the pinch hitter or the...
Pinch hitter. Yeah. To give them their X-Men. Now, did I deliver?
No, definitely not.
How dare you?
Definitely dare not. You don't know names or issues?
Shut up. Wait a minute. So, there were how many questions were there? But basically,
like 10.
I got all of the questions right, except the very last question was worth the most amount of points.
Hit me, hit me.
You had to list something. No, because you're going to be so angry at me, Brett. You're going to be so angry at me.
Oh, my God.
And all I had to do was list the names of these people.
Okay.
And it was like 2 points for each person. And so I got every question before I got right. Who was the leader of the blue team of the X-Men?
Great.
In the original blue
team? Cyclops.
Oh, gold team. Sorry, it was gold.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Storm.
It was Storm. Yes. I got that right. So it was like, I got all of these ones. You know, who was the first X-Men to die on panel?
Yeah, sure. Thunderbird.
Yes. So I was getting all of that. The last one, and it was list all of the cuckoos.
I hate you. Bitch, it's the Spice Girls. God damn it.
And I could not think of Celeste for the life of me. Here, give it
did
to
you
me
know,
real quick.
Did you
give
do Spice?
Real quick.
Sophie, Phoebe, Irma, Celeste, and Esme.
It spells Spice. This is the thing that was... Yes, But I was doing Mindy. I was thinking Mindy.
Oh, Mindy changed her name.
And so I'm writing it out. And I'm like, oh, it spells something. And then the people, they're like, sperm? And I'm like, no, it spells something. And so then they were like, oh, and I'm like, I think it's a C, but Cindy. And they're like, doesn't it end with an E? And I'm like, yeah, it ends with an E. So we were thinking E sounds. Cindy, Cersei.
Right, like, Celeste. Right.
And I'm like, oh, Celeste does end in an E. It just doesn't make that sound. Right. I was so, but when has Celeste had a plot line? Can I ask that?
Never. She's the
and so that's why, because I was like, well, Sophie is in NYX, and then Esme is the villain, and like Mindy is
Irma's one that changed her name to Mindy.
Yeah, and you know, and so it was always I was able to think of all of them, but I just was thinking Brett is going to murder me.
Oh my god.
That I couldn't think of Celeste.
In your defense, in all fairness, Celeste is the N Peggy, if we were to use a Hamilton reference. N Peggy, like that's Celeste of the Cuckoos.
Yes. So I did get all of them. And I will say there was another team and they were dressed in X-Men uniforms.
And they definitely thought.
I recognized one of them as a gay influencer that I don't like. Who's annoying. So I was like, I just want to beat him. And I think their names were X-Men, formerly Twittermen.
I don't like that. You're supposed to be making a good X-Men reference, not work X-Men into a Twitter reference.
Someone else
reference.
Had a Krakoa name, which I forget was, but I just wanted to beat them. And I think we like them because of the music round, we didn't beat them. But I was so angry. But I did get almost every of the X-Men questions right.
I definitely should have flown in for this. Remember I made that joke over text? I was like, I'm flying in. I should have.
But no, music? Not for one round. Give me all the rounds, bitch.
I would
Come
have
on.
Saved you in music. I would have saved your team in music.
Yeah, but they were some were really easy. It was like Onslaught is the amalgamation of what two mutants. You know, it was easy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Easy, like name all five cuckoos easy.
Shut up.
Oh my God.
Celeste. Oh, but I'll tell you what. I'll never forget that bitch's name ever again.
Never forget that bitch's name again.
Do you
hear that, Phoebe?
Do you have any hot topics to talk about?
No. So let's talk about Captain America Brave New World, shall we?
Oh, shit. Whatcha watching? Is it me naked? No? Fine.
I'll tell you what we're watching. The insides of our eyelids, because this was one fucking boring movie.
It was so bad.
I can't believe not just a Marvel movie, a movie this bad was made. It was like, was it written by AI? It was like there
you
wasn't
can feel the amount of rewrites that went through this. Like you can
there was
feel
no
the rewrites.
There weren't any characters in this movie. I've never seen a movie where there aren't any characters. There's people who say things and do things, but none of them know
no
why.
No real emotions, no real motivation.
No emotional journeys, no motivations. The only person who had like a real motivation in the whole movie is the fucking villain, is the villain reveal of the leader from Hulk, Samuel Stearns, played by Tim Blake Nelson. After it was suggested he was transformed into the leader in the Ed Norton Incredible Hulk. So not only was this movie so bad, it was also the sequel to arguably the other worst movie in the MCU. And notice I said other worst movie in the MCU.
Did you hate the first Hulk movie too?
I mean, not really. It's like you go back
I liked it. Hulk movie.
Yeah. Like, but you know,
Ang
it's at the bottom.
Lee, though, so I'm a big Ang Lee person.
No, not that. That was not MCU. This
no,
was the,
I mean. No, that's what I'm talking about. Did you?
Oh, no, I liked that one. It's unwatchable
one.
Now.
The Edward Norton one though. I was just,
But that's the MCU one. Like that's
I like
the one
Ruffalo.
That
Ruffalo is my Hulk.
Sure, but the Norton one it set
is
up this whole movie.
One, yeah.
it set up this whole movie. And like, I would have been fine with no closure on Sam Stearns. I don't know.
Was Liv Tyler in the Ed Norton one?
She was Betty Ross. Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. Is that the last thing she was ever, did she do anything ever since then?
I don't think so.
Is this her first time appearing in an MCU movie?
I think so.
That's crazy.
In any movie since then? Where's she been?
Well, after her dad got accused of statutory rape, maybe she's just trying to lay low.
Lay low.
And you know how they found out about it? He wrote about it in his autobiography.
What?
Yeah. He like talked about like, oh, I'd have these 14-year-old groupies and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, so you're no like, editor, no one was like, nope. You're talking about a crime.
Wow.
Anyway, this movie, it was just, and the thing that I hate, it's the same thing with The Little Mermaid. I did not like the remake of The Little Mermaid because most of those remakes don't need to be made. But everyone was like, we have a black Little Mermaid. And you're like, she's the only good thing. Okay. People are going to complain like, oh, this failed because it's a black Captain America. No, he's great.
He's great. He doesn't have anything to work anything. With.
He was not given anything to do or to work with. But it's not because of that. It's because it was just, there's no character development. There's no motivation.
Nothing.
There's pacing.
What does Sam Wilson want in this movie? Like, what is Sam Wilson trying to get over? He has no objective. He has no, other than like, can everybody just get along?
Sorry, he does. This is his want. His want is, can I be as good as Steve Rogers without the serum? I think that's what they were going for.
It didn't read. I mean, it was a thing he wondered, but it didn't drive his motivations.
No. Well, except for his actions. I mean, said that. Like we do end up seeing Sebastian Stan makes a appearance. I'll tell you this: if you're going to have a cameo by the Winter Soldier, how about have him come in a fight, not show up in a hospital, and then they rehash the plot of the previous scene, and then they leave.
Unreal. And he gives him a bit of a pep talk, a bit. And actually, I want to talk about the dialogue between them. Number one, they drop, and this is something I knew because it's in the Thunderbolts trailer. They drop that Bucky is like a congressman now, but in this he says he's running for Congress.
He's running for Congress. So is this before or after the Thunderbolts?
It's before, because in Thunderbolts he is a congressman.
Oh, he is a congressman already. Okay.
But can I remind everybody that he killed JFK? Like, what are we doing?
But does the world know that?
Yes. Yes. Black Widow released all the information, all the data to the world. Right. The world is aware that this man killed John F. Kennedy in addition to multiple world. What the hell am I talking about? Look at the world we live in. We'll elect any fucking monster. We elected the guy that killed JFK to Congress.
Yeah. And I will say this too. Harrison Ford is acting more than he has in the past 30 years.
Yeah, he used to only do one a year.
And my advice is stop.
Let's talk about him.
I cannot, the show Shrinking, I can't handle him in this.
He's so terrible in this movie. And like,
I'm saying, all the other shows he's in. He's in Shrinking. He's that 1943.
He's just phoning it in, right? Like,
but it's all just like, grump. He's kind of what Clint Eastwood was 10 years ago, where he was just always showing up and like Gran Torino was like the grumpy dude.
Yeah.
He's just grumpy.
He's unbelievably bad in this movie. And people are like, oh, Harrison Ford was good. No, he wasn't. Like,
no.
Nobody can tell me Harrison Ford was good in this movie.
And I'll tell you this. There is something that was good in this movie. And the fact that this was made before Donald Trump was elected shows you that it was not done on purpose. But the fact that we have a almost reddish-orange president go insane and start destroying the White House and then eventually has to be put in jail. That was a beautiful metaphor for what we're going through right now. That was the only thing I liked about this movie.
I'll give you at the end of the show, when we talk about a comic book, it'll be a much better metaphor for what we're going through now.
Yeah.
I appreciate your stretch, your reach, but there's nothing.
No, it was totally accidental. But seeing an orange man destroying the White House or
like,
losing it in a press conference in the Rose Garden, I was like, okay, this is funny.
That's somewhat relatable and funny.
Also, I don't like that they... I just felt it was also just not the time and place to put as like an Israeli Black Widow in it.
Well, she wasn't supposed to be a Black Widow because like, I don't, do you appreciate that this is an X-Men character? Yes.
Oh, she's an X-Men character.
That's Sabra. That's a mutant. That's someone who works at the X-Men. Like, this is her in Operation Zero Tolerance that I'm showing right now, where she works with Maggot powers? And Cecilia, super strength and durability and
what
super speed.
Where is she
and
from?
She was like early on Marvel, like in the Hulk and stuff like that. She was basically Israel's Captain America, essentially Sabra.
Okay.
Then it was revealed later on, like in the early 2000s, maybe in the 90s, that she's always been part of Xavier's kind of mutant underground.
Okay. I think Xavier, I have no idea about her.
Yeah. Xavier tried to recruit her to Excalibur, like Kitty's team, a number of times. No, I'm sorry. Maybe it was the Magneto Xavier Excalibur. She was in Morrison's run in that Polaris issue where Polaris like digs up the Magneto's voice in that black box in Genosha. She was in that issue. And yeah, so I just remember her from dealing with like Marrow and Maggot and Cecilia Reyes, like during that whole
era. I didn't read any of that.
But that's not a Black Widow. That's a mutant, but they made her a Black Widow to move her away from Israel. Because again, she was like Israel's Captain America.
Yeah. It was just, but also,
but why was she in this? I've not seen such a useless character since Monica Bellucci in the new Beetlejuice. Like, why was this character in this movie to save them from something once early on? And then to stand there and be like, no, we have to do this. The other character that I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Is Joaquin Torres, the new Falcon, just so not hot. A person. He's so hot, but like,
but I do hate where he's
also
just
not
there.
A person.
I love how it's suddenly like, hey, I'm going to be fighting. Oh, hey, I'm going to be spying. Hey, I just hacked into the government. I'm like.
Like what?
What?
That's when my husband lost it, was when he was like, well, I don't know. I just hacked into their shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to use computers. I'm like,
what? It was just.
It was so terrible. Like, this is not a person with any sort of feelings or emotions or wants. Like, this is just. This dialogue,
he's really hot,
but he's so hot. But this dialogue, and then the dialogue, all the dialogue. My husband put it best. He's like, "This is a movie where all of the dialogue was the on your left moment from Winter Soldier. Like, it was all that dumb, playful banter, which, if you remember, was just banter in the beginning with when two characters were starting to get to know each other, like." All of these characters know each other and they're having those conversations that two strangers have.
Yeah. Also, sometimes the banter, like the banter between scenes felt wildly different. Like when Sebastian Stan and him, and I know they have a different dynamic, but it was way, way more jokey and like weird. And it wasn't when he, so it was like the interactions, it was like not consistently written.
No.
But here's the biggest egregious thing. The action scenes were boring. I was just bored.
Boring.
It wasn't like, oh, this is like Ant-Man. I felt it was doing things painfully bad, but that honestly kind of made it a little more enjoyable to watch because I'm like,
sure.
What?
At least it was making choices.
MODOK's head looks terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why is Michelle Pfeiffer so angry for no reason? Like, it was, like, enjoyable.
Yes.
All right, hold on. I have to stop. I keep forgetting about my air conditioning. My air conditioning keeps turning on in the middle of this.
Okay. I was going to warn you beforehand. Oh, wait. What did I do last time? Oh, I talked about which My Hero Academia characters are which X-Men. So I would say that, like, what's the teacher, like the porno teacher, the porno hero? That's Emma Frost.
No, it is not. That's Stacey X.
No, I'm talking about My Hero Academia. It's what I do.
So am I, bitch. I'm on episode 59.
Oh, you think she's... Well, then who's Emma? Twinkle laser belly?
Emma, there's not a lot...
Wait, you're on episode 59?
Yeah, there's not a lot of telepaths.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to talk about fucking Captain America anymore. Can we talk about My Hero Academia for a second?
Sure. I just...
So give me your takes.
I just got to the point where All Might has lost his powers because he battled
All for One.
All for One.
Yeah.
And so All for One was sent away. And so now they all have to go to the dorms. So that's where I'm at.
How about when my favorite moment from that is when the kids are like they're behind like rubble while that battle is going on.
They're like, if they see, how do we use our powers?
Or they're like, how do we get the fuck out of here? Like, how do we escape without being noticed and blah, blah, blah. And then when they escape, they're like, but we have to get Bakugo, who will become your favorite character. They're like, we have to get Bakugo. And they had Red Riot be the one to be like, hey,
they had to have him because he's the only one that they like, because he knew he hates me. Yeah.
Because he hates Deku.
Deku. Yeah. So I think later on we do need to do a comparison of.
Oh,
yeah, I think
that for sure.
Need to realize there is not.
There's no Emma.
I think you could do old White Queen, villainy White Queen. Maybe sort of was Emma Frost. I mean, was sort of the slutty porno teacher.
But yeah,
I don't think there is an Emma Frost.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I was thinking maybe Sparkle, but belly button, but
he's like North Star.
Right.
Like bitchy gay guy.
Who are your favorites? Who are your favorite students right now, or who are your favorite pro heroes?
I kind of really like, what's the girl who can create things?
Yaoi Rosa, createe.
Yeah, I kind of like her because I kind of liked her whole thing where she lost in the one Olympics thing, and then she like lost her confidence, and then she had to like learn how to get it back.
Yep.
And then oh my god, what's it? My favorite though is white hair, red hair. What's his name?
Oh, Shoto Todoroki. Oh,
yeah. Shoto Todoroki.
Oh, my God.
Half ice, half fire.
100. I love him. So many things come out about him that are like so fucking great. His whole thing about controlling his right side, because it's his father's power, and he always.
Yeah,
he never wanted to look at it.
I got a little teary-eyed when Deku and him were fighting in their battle, and Deku was like,
"Use your other half."
He's like, "Your other half is you. It's not him. It's just you." And you're like, "Oh, he's helping him, even though he should be fighting him."
Mm-hmm.
It is also, I will say, My Hero Academia is one of the best shows. I think so many shows these days deal with the dark side of heroism, like The Boys, where it shows like people that aren't good.
Yes, yes.
And this is really about people like showing what it's like for someone that is like the purest.
Like
of
they're really
hero.
Good. All the students.
Like what? Yeah. Of like what?
Even Bakugo.
Heart is pure. Well, that's the thing is, we just saw where Bakugo was kidnapped by the villains because they're like, "You're kind of an asshole and bad.
You should join us."
Villain, and he was like, "No, I will never be a villain." And so it was like he just doesn't like working with other people.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that he's bad.
No, other people just get on his nerves. They're just in his way.
Yeah, so I'm really into it. I like it. But yeah, we'll definitely have to do a nice comparison.
Oh, yeah, I've already got slides made.
I needed to get to when all the villains attack them for me to start like
in the and then the first student to be like, I actually think this is how heroes act was the Frog Girl. She was the first one to be like, I think we should fight back.
Yeah.
That's why she will always be. She will always be. The best. Oh my god, there's so many things.
But that's like a show where it's like it's dealing with like complicated character, and it's all like character arcs. The character arcs are pushing everything forward, and this one they just everyone was just saying, like, you could have alternated lines from anyone in Captain America.
Exactly.
It would not have mattered.
It would not have mattered.
And like, the other that's thing I hate
right.
is that it's not even other. I think the only thing this set up was that Sebastian Stan is running for Congress.
Right. And it introduced adamantium to the world, and it made Eternal Celestial. It had a payoff. Finally, the Eternal Celestial.
But there was like adamantium. But was the adamantium ever used? No.
Right. Like, wouldn't you think that would have been?
Then use it. It's what's the Chekhov's gun? Like, don't
Chekhov's adamantium.
Yeah, Chekhov's adamantium. Don't fucking have adamantium and then not have an adamantium weapon show up.
They're getting there. Like, I will say they're getting there because it was Japan.
I do like that because it was like, because my husband was like, oh, isn't Wolverine in Canada? And I was like, but he then went to Japan. So this Wolverine is going to start in Japan. Also, what if this Wolverine is Japanese?
Oh, no, you have to be Canadian. He has to be Canadian. Come on.
Why does he have to be Canadian?
Because he is. He can't run with wolves in Japan in the forest.
But then this is like he only started in Japan. So what if the only Wolverine is somebody named Dakin? And that's the only Wolverine that gets introduced.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Are you against switching the nationality of the Wolverine? This is the world. If he was Japanese and you made him Canadian, that would be fucked up. But for me, if he's Canadian and you make him Japanese, I don't care.
No, I would love it. I would love it anyway.
Because you heard about the new thing that the woke agenda is unleashing on everybody that everybody's freaking out about.
Oh, what now? Isn't it over, the woke agenda?
It is, but there's still throes of it. There's parts of it that Elon Musk can't reach.
Oh, every corner.
At the Hollywood Bowl. Did you hear who's going to be Jesus Christ Superstar at the Hollywood Bowl?
No, who? Laverne
Cynthia
Cox.
Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, yes. Good.
And people are freaking
Good.
Out. They're
Good.
Like, a black woman can't be yes. Jesus.
Yes, she can.
I'm like, who? Like, it's all made up. So who cares?
Who cares? Fucking cares, people? It's a play.
Anyway, do you have anything else to say about Captain America?
No, I don't. It was, I mean, it truly is abysmal. It's abysmal. Yeah. And
I think this is up there. I think, is there anything? I mean, Ant-Man, I think, was the worst for me. I think this probably replaced it.
I think so. I think this might have
the worst Marvel movie.
This might have replaced it. It's just because it was the most phoned in lack of, like, there's just nothing in it. It was the most
there's no point to it.
Impactless movie I've ever seen.
This is the other thing is even like the post credits where he was like,
where he's
I
like,
guess
they're
that
gonna,
was preparing
they're gonna get ya.
For Secret World.
Secret Wars.
Yeah. Secret Wars.
Battle World.
But it was still like,
or
give us some good reveals, dummy.
Right. Ugh. Especially since I really think, so I just read that Kelsey Grammer is reprising his role as Beast in both Doomsday and Secret Wars. Okay. I truly do think this is all leading up to like some major Avengers versus X-Men moment or like second act in something. I think we're getting
at this point. I will tell you this at this point,
and I don't want it.
I was kind of like, the X-Men have been ruined if we could just bring them back into the MCU, but now the MCU is so bad, I'm like, I don't want them in the MCU. I would love a like Matt
like a reset Reeves
Batman where it's like,
yeah,
how about the X-Men just start somewhere else. Although I do like the X-Men existing in the world of Avengers, but I feel like it's all just gone to shit. All right, let's talk about the X-Men.
Okay.
Can you press the button for me?
Are you too tired?
I'm too.
It's mutants with powers, Omega for hours. Bitch, let's read some X-Men.
I'm telling you.
We didn't even talk about Drag Race.
Oh, do you want to talk about Drag Race real quick?
What you watching? Is it me naked? No? Oh, fine.
Drag Race, it's Snatch Game. We have to talk about it.
I had seen this weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
So I have, people are saying that this is the worst Snatch Game. I do not agree.
No, season 15 was, or 14.
The 14, with the one with Willow Pill.
Yeah, that one.
I agree that I felt that one was bad. This one was bad, though, but I think most of the time, I think people forget that usually the reason this feels so bad is because usually Snatch Game is done when there's like eight people.
Is so many.
The majority of the people, because there's always like three good ones and then everyone else sucks. So here there's like a few good ones. And when everyone else sucking, there's a lot of people.
It's a lot of suck.
I'll tell you this. There was enjoyment in some of the bad ones.
Lexi Love.
Lexi Love. I have never seen some, like Lexi Love is my worst. If I was teaching an improv class, that is my worst student.
100%.
Where they get up and they're like, all right, you're doing a scene. You're both robbing a bank. All right, stick him. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. Like literally could not stay in the character for 3 seconds.
It was so bad. It was enjoyable because you were at least.
Because it was just
she was
like
at least vulnerable.
A character in itself. Because she right. stayed in character.
Right.
She
right.
stayed in character and broke like, fuck. God, I don't know. What, fuck my life. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it was insane. That being said, Big Ange, Corey King,
corrupted
Big Ange. Amazing. So it's like you already are comparing yourself. You're doing terrible. The person that pissed me off the most was Susie Toot.
100%.
The fact that it's like, okay, here, ask me. Oh, where are you from?
Where are you from, Ellen Green?
The gutter.
Right.
Hello? Or, picked
no,
one.
No, you ask me. You ask me.
Hey, Ellen Green, where are you from?
Chicago.
Or ask me another one.
Hey, Ellen Green, what's your favorite plant?
I like them all, but I just like some plants that are green. You know, there's so much you can do.
Yeah.
Okay. And once again, getting up to her name, Acacia Forgot, forgettable. She was
forgettable. And I'm so, do you know how sick of Trisha? What's her name? Trisha Paytas. Do you know how sick of her I am?
I know. Yeah, she, but it's like.
Uninspired. Well, back to Ellen Green, though. I mean, of all the bit, like. Yeah, you committed to the bit. Great. The bit was dumb. The bit was meaningless. It was not grounded in anything we know about Ellen Green, which is why RuPaul hated it.
And did you see the Untucked?
Half of it.
Where she said, not only was she acting like, oh, we all just don't get it. No. I think she really thought she was doing a Little Edie, a Jinx Monsoon Little Edie.
She really did.
And it's like, no, you weren't being funny. She was not being funny.
She was blinded by her own confidence going in because she does sketch in Brooklyn.
But this is where I was like, this got off into a little bit of racism. The microaggression.
Of Anya.
That Anya Nerve was just playing herself.
Oh, a black male playing a black male. That's what she was saying.
First of all, Anya Nerve, who was literally by miles, like did so much better than everyone else. But she did an uncanny impression of Eddie Murphy that was literally 0% like her care. Like, so
0%.
Literally the only reason she would say that is like, oh, you were talking black.
Exactly.
And Anya Nerve talks black. And
you're a black guy who did a black guy. And that's
that is very
not a far stretch.
And she did come out
How
and apologize.
Dare you? Okay.
And so she realizes that she fucked up. But yeah, but Anya Nerve is now kind of my front runner now after this.
Yeah, same.
I just feel that's in one of the tops. Although sometimes people can do an amazing Snatch Game and I don't like them. Like, was it Lucy LaDuca did an amazing Joan Rivers?
She won for Joan Rivers, yeah.
And then I did not like her going forward, really.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Well, okay, here I want to talk to you about David Lynch. Were you angered by this? I was not that angry with it. I thought it was just fine. I thought it wasn't good, but I wasn't like angry at it.
The only thing I didn't like about it was that he called it David Lynch. Like, I was like, all right, that's so not David Lynch, which maybe was the joke. It wasn't. She's not that clever. But but I thought it was a fun character. I thought it was a great makeup job.
Yeah, there was confidence. And he committed to it. I just wanted more surrealism. There needed to be like weird.
Well, I also wanted it to sound like, you know, like David Lynch was.
I'm Jamie Lynch.
It's looking very sunny, Ro. You know, like with the dumb weather reports, you know, like find that's always the note on Snatch Game is you either found your game or you didn't. And or even worse, Arietti, Lana, you don't even know you're supposed to have a game. Like that's their problem.
Yeah. My thing is Crystal Envy was not in the bottom two. She was the third worst. Lana Jarrett and Arietti
were the two worst.
Were so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Because at least Crystal Envy didn't have any jokes, but she was attempting to act like her. She didn't succeed, and it was bad. But Lana Jarrett was literally just acting like herself and then not making any jokes. Like, she was like, hi, I'm Rosa Parks. And then she was like, Rue took my joke. That wasn't a joke.
And that was the easiest one to give a game to.
Because you could be anything.
All you had to do was like, what is your emotional point of view of where you're sitting right now? That's it. That's all you had. How you doing? Not good. I'm up here in the back row. Like, that's all.
Why am I in the back row?
All she had to do was get up.
To you.
Get up and try to push Big Ange out of her chair and you win Snatch Game.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
It's very crazy. I mean, it is the big, okay. And then Jewel Sparkle's Bigfoot.
It was great.
It was very funny.
It was great.
I felt it weird, but then I guess it was like, I guess that is true that, Sam Starr was in third, but at that point I think the distance from second to third was very big. Sam Starr was good at volleying and like improving, but she wasn't very funny, but she was like interacting with everybody, and I felt like no one else was really doing that
way. Yeah, so. exactly.
But people are saying that they shouldn't do Snatch Game anymore. I think they need to do Snatch Game later in the. I think they're doing it too early.
Yeah, they're just people. We need to get rid of some of the weakness before we go into Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you look at this, that's 11 people.
Yeah. Too many.
That's too many. Too much. That's too much.
And we don't get enough. Like, we don't get to spend enough time with each character.
Yeah.
When you do it like that. All right, let's talk about X-Men.
It's mutants with powers, Omega for hours. Bitch, let's read some X-Men.
Okay, now we're ready.
Let's talk about it.
Magique. Can I tell you how much I hate these J. Scott Campbell covers?
Yeah, they look like a Bratz doll cover.
It's like I hate the way J. Scott Campbell draws. I mean, he's been doing this since the 90s, and I just hate it.
Is he only doing covers now, or does he do...
Probably.
Okay.
I think he's only been doing covers for a while. This book, you know...
A bit of an improvement.
I am struggling to remember what happened in issue one, which is not a problem I have with Psylocke, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But this one, I was like, wait, who? What happened? Huh? It just didn't resonate.
Did the grandma get killed? Like, his grandma died, right?
See, these things you're asking.
But then his friend Ren died, and that's why she showed up in the concert. Like,
as a demon with, like, guitar powers. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, some things work. Like, I mean, the vibe works. Like, just to be at like a Brooklyn show, you know, is a very magic vibe. Just to be like at like a warehouse concert where like somebody's hitting you with guitar. Are they? Where are they?
I thought they...
Alaska. Wait. They're in Alaska.
No, but they were in a city though because they were sightseeing.
Oh yeah, and she's got teleportation power. She could be anywhere.
But they were in Tokyo, Japan.
So they were in Tokyo, Japan. All right, but still, a cool club with a cool band. That's where you want to see Ileana Rasputin.
Yeah, and I think my main problem is they're just still pushing the push between her demon self and herself, and I'm still
Didn't we get over that when she got rid of Limbo? I'm like, can we find a new game for Magic?
But yeah, and it's fine. And I will say it's episode two, and she already meets like Liminal or whatever. She already meets the guy, and I was like,
I like that. Okay,
so let's move it along.
I agree. Like Magic's at her best when she's fighting a demon lord like Belasco. So you know, let's give her a Belasco.
Yeah, but other than
put some Belasco on it.
Yeah, but
yeah, I like the characters aren't, you know, the kid she's traveling with who's studying to be a demon. Yeah. He's annoying, you know. She's all right. Let me tell you something. This is something that the two X-Men fans who listen to the show are going to really freak out about. Like, I've never really liked Ileana Rasputin this much.
Shit.
I don't think Marvel has ever had a really good handle on her personality.
The thing is, she's very popular now. She is in all of the video games. She is very popular, especially because she does have that Japan like manga type of feel to her that I think a lot of people gravitate towards.
She's popular because of those things coming out of her head.
She was at her best when she joined the New Mutants. When she joined the New Mutants, that was when she was the inner demon. I was raised in hell, and now here I am trying. I kind of rule Limbo, but I also want to be a teenager. Like, that was interesting. Now that she's like, I'm over all that, and I'm just like a warrior. I'm a general. I'm a leader. They don't really know what to fully do with her yet.
Yeah, I felt that way for a while.
The adult version isn't as interesting.
Not as interesting.
Let's move on.
Now, Conan, she's interesting. Betsy Braddock's in this book, but kind of. Psylocke. This is my least favorite issue so far because it felt like filler. It felt transitional.
Yeah, she just goes.
But it's still good.
Was it the taxicologist, I think he's called?
The taxonomist.
Or the taxonomist.
Yeah. So she like gets invited to the big villain's weird mansion and they're like, you know, the classic, you know, it's a trap, right? And she's like, no, I know, but I'm going anyway. Classic badass. So she goes like willingly into things that are obviously traps. And that's pretty much the issue is her getting through these traps, this mansion to meet this big bad where it's like, we didn't need this issue.
She's seeing like it's like a museum. He's doing experiments on animals. They're like crossbreeding animals with machinery. But then shows up is Revanche. How do you say her name? Revanche.
Revanche. Revanche. Revanche.
Which is the old her brain in Betsy's body,
right?
And they start having a battle, and she's like, "Wait, you're not real." Turns out psychedelics in the air. And so she's being pinned up and he's ready to do experiments on her. He does say, like, you're the one that I want. I am curious, like, what is it about her that's the mutant he wants? I'm curious of, like, what is it that makes her so special? Was it the fact that she was in other bodies? Maybe that's what, like, he can do. I don't know. So I want to know.
Oh, that's interesting.
That.
They did bring up her other bodies on purpose, you know?
Yeah.
So she also fights Betsy Braddock, a hallucination, in addition to Revanche. She fights like Betsy Braddock's brain and Betsy Braddock's body and is like, you know, I'm not you. I can never be you. I'm always comparing myself to you. Or the hallucination is saying that back to her. They're bringing up these body swap characters on purpose. So I think you're probably spot on that. It's something to do with body swapping that this guy wants.
You're a brain
wants.
That can handle a brain transplant.
Yeah, exactly. I also like the butterfly connection. Like he makes these mutated butterflies.
There's a bad guy with butterfly powers versus a hero with butterfly powers. Oh, I forgot.
Butterflies. You give me butterflies.
But yeah, it's good. I have nothing else to say.
I have nothing else to say either. Now we have X-Men, which I got to say something. So I get my comics from comixology.com, which used to be an independent service. It was bought some time ago by Amazon. And this is the second time this has happened, where I go to click on a book that dropped that day on Wednesday, and it tells me that I can pre-order it for next week. And I'm like, this is a glitch. The book should be available. And I'm refreshing and I'm refreshing, and it's like pre-order. I'm like, no, you bitches. Then a week went by. I had a work event. I went to Disney, and I forgot to go back and check.
So you knew about it and you still forgot.
And then you're like, did you read X-Men? I'm like, it didn't come out. And I was like, nope, Amazon brainwashed me they're up to their old tricks.
Well, I'm going to give a quick little review. You can see from this cover, do you recognize that thing behind them?
I kind of do, but I don't.
Those big whale ships.
From what? From
That's the thing is this, I couldn't remember, but that's not what the Skrulls fly. I mean, not the Skrulls, the
Brood. Are you thinking, you're thinking of the shark. They were in a shark.
This is like a shark, but this, they are saying, oh, it's, but basically this whale, they were like, oh, it's that, but it was like a Trojan horse and it was actually filled with Skrulls.
Okay.
And the Skrulls, well, first they are following somebody and they are following Corsair. Corsair shows up, and as soon as he shows up, Cyclops is like, what do you want? And he's like, can't just see my son? And he's like, no, what do you want? And then he's like, here they are. And so he's battling them, but then he's like, okay, you need to stop. Wait, keep Cyclops back, don't. And he's like, I'm going in there. He's like, no, don't. Oh, and then he gets teleported in there. And they're like, there you are. We came for you. And he's like, yeah, they weren't coming for me. They were coming for Cyclops. And then they're like, why did you fucking tell us that? And then in the beginning, before they showed up, the only other interesting thing is the Miss Starkey, the one of the girls that with the late onset mutant powers that can
fly. Yeah. She's like, she turned into like a lizard lady or something.
She's a fish, but basically fish lady. Beast was like, think about flying. And she's like, and like turned into a bird. So he's like, does this mean I can turn back to a human? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, how? And he's like, well, we got you to the bird. He's like, I don't know. Well, but so there's a chance she can probably just turn into any type of animal form.
Oh,
but
fun.
As of yet, she doesn't know how to navigate.
Yeah.
So she probably can turn back to her regular self. But it ends with Cyclops kind of being kidnapped by them. And so not much happened. So you didn't
really. Does Corsair mention Jean at all and that he spent time with her? No. Of course not.
Well, I think he, but also the bad guys came pretty fast.
Okay.
So we didn't get a chance to.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. But yeah,
interesting.
All right.
Well, there is one more book I want to talk about.
Reading Rainbow. What you reading? Is it porn? Oh, no, it's comics. That makes sense because of the show.
Can I bring up one before you? Because I did
read it,
but
sure.
I didn't tell you to put it in there because I...
Is it Marvel?
It's Marvel.
Oh, thank God.
It's the New Champions.
Oh, yeah. I read number one.
Because they're showing the bad guy is like a teen Magneto, a female Magneto.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is she a mutant? What is that? So I decided to read it. And apparently it was from it was from Spider-Woman. So all of those five in a Spider-Woman, the last Spider-Woman run.
Okay.
Those five kids were in that plot. And so they're now the ones that are becoming the new champions.
Okay. Weird.
And one girl has like powers. She's like a sorceress.
Yeah, like Hellflame or like something.
And
Hellrune.
She goes off to find her family, and because she doesn't have any real family, she's like in a foster home, and she does a spell to like bring the new champions to her. So it brings her friends, but it also starts bringing
a lot
Spider
of others.
Boy, all of these other people. And there's one point where it was literally like Kid Juggernaut, Kid this, Kid that, Kid Deadpool. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
it was 5 million characters and no one had a personality.
Yeah.
And in the end, a lot of them were like, I'm leaving. And then a few extra ones stayed. And then one guy with like tarot card power stayed. But then when he left, he meets up with Lady Magneto, who was like Magneta or something. And then she's like, I'm a villain. She literally was like, I'm evil. Like she literally said she was evil.
Not a good book.
And it was like, oh, they're the new bad guys. And I was like, this is, I hate it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's for kids. It's not. It's
even for kids. If it was kids, it was too complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm very disappointed, Mr. New Champions, because the other New Champions was Ms. Marvel,
Young Cyclops,
Miles Morales, Spider-Man.
Nova.
Nova, like that was great. And now this is the crap you're going to give us. Anyway, I'm very disappointed.
Don't sleep on Kid Juggernaut, though. He's gay.
Kid Juggernaut is gay.
Yeah. So like there is a book that I do recommend reading.
But he's a kid. I don't care about kid gay people.
No, I know, but it's cute.
I'm not a Catholic priest.
He has cute romances with other like gay Marvel teen characters in the book Avengers Academy, who's written by Anthony Oliveira.
Oh, see, I should read Avengers Academy. That's
yeah, you should read Avengers Academy.
But isn't that that's an online one?
Yeah, it's on the app. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's Phil. It's all queer kids. The whole thing is queer kids and escapades in it. Yeah.
Just kidding. All right. Well, what is
mine? The thing I'm reading is this new kind of event. It's called One World Under Doom, and it's written by Ryan North, who is the guy that's writing, who's been writing Fantastic Four, which I've always been meaning to get into because evidently the run's really good. But basically what happened in Blood Hunt is that Doom
became the new Sorcerer Supreme.
And so this book opens with like, yeah, he became the Sorcerer Supreme. And then he just kind of like was in Latveria for months. Like he wasn't doing shit. He never came out. And then all of a sudden we woke up and he ruled the world. And so this actually feels more like the current White House situation than the Red Hulk thing. But this actually feels deeply like it, because the way Doom is ruling is through this illusion of benevolence. Is like, he literally says, I'm the only one who can save you. And he's basically making all of these promises for a better life if everyone gives him total fealty. And so it opens with like all the nation's leaders like bowing to him, like voluntarily bowing to him and just being like, okay, you know what? Like, we're going to turn over the keys to you. We're going to follow your rules, kind of like all of social media and journalism did with Trump. And so this one just feels like it's kind of reflecting the world out of our window, like to a pretty significant degree. So I think it's worth a read. What happens is, you know, all this, it's basically like the beginning of Krakoa, right? Like everyone wakes up and it's like, you've got a new god now. And they're like, oh, here we go again. And it's Doom. And he's like, but listen, like, I'm going to do all these great things. And he does them. Baron Zemo decides to attack him. And like Baron Zemo just walks out of the castle and he's like, you know what? I was totally wrong. This guy's doing great things. So now I'm dedicating Hydra to build schools and clean up the earth. And so Hydra is now working to like turn around climate change and build new public schools. And everyone's, and they, all the heroes are like, we have to do something to stop this. And everyone's like, do you? Like,
what's the twist?
The twist is he killed Baron Zemo and that was a Doom bot.
Oh, okay.
So there's obviously more sinister machinations happening. But do they have the
twist of like, does Doom have an ulterior plan, or does he really think he's going to do good and then eventually it's going to like go wrong?
Right now it's feeling like he just thinks he's going to do good. Like he really is going to make the world
feels very much like
a better place. It's very like it, like that's where it departs from Trump, is like Doom's actually doing things. He lied about saying like he's doing them, because literally when the heroes attack, he's like to the world, he's like, hey, world population, like I had Hydra building schools and then here comes Iron Man and now we don't have Hydra building schools. So you with me? And everyone's like, I'm kind of with Doom on this one. And it's feeling very of the times, because everybody's like, you know, this dictator ain't such a bad guy.
Billionaire.
And why should we listen to the billionaire? And like, what role are the heroes playing in this kind of world? Because it feels a little dated.
Trying to keep the status quo. Because that's trying to keep the status quo. What is the world like in the Marvel comic universe? Who is running the world? Because the world is falling apart. Is that the world in there too? Yeah, I think I was thinking about how comic book worlds really do rely on a secure democracy to have believable storylines.
Yeah, to fight for. And so that's what they fight for.
Ends, it's really going to hard to have comic books because you're like, well, the world is
right. Because you're not going to have Marvel publishing a bunch of rebellion books, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, you might have, but not now. Not Disney.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's really well written. It's R.P. Silva, who was the guy that drew Powers of 10 when House of X and Powers of 10 came out.
Oh,
so
yeah, I love him.
Really great art. Really great art. Like, he's really good at, like, big energy explosions and like tech and like, which is what a lot of this is.
I definitely want to read this. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. It feels like a really good Marvel event. And, you know, you and I are always like, oh, the world is blowing up. Oh, the world is blowing up. And here we go again. Yeah. But something about this feels.
Well, this feels timely.
Political. Yeah. And timely.
So, yes.
Yeah. Highly recommend. Really great moments. It's great to see Storm as an Avenger, you know, and in like a elite event like this.
Is she Cosmic Storm yet in this?
No, not yet. She's still Avengers Storm. I don't know what Avengers is going to do with the Eternal Storm thing. I don't know how long the Eternal Storm thing is going to last, but
yeah.
This is great.
Lovely.
And it's just nice to read like a pure Marvel comics book, which I feel like I haven't done in a while. I don't know. This feels more Marvel-y than most of the past events. So, well,
yeah, I'll give it a read. I'm still
give it a read,
like,
give it a whirl.
Something to be super excited about, especially after seeing this Captain America. What's the next Marvel?
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts, then Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Did you see the new Thunderbolts trailer where they show the Void?
I did.
Yeah. So they show Sentry in the air.
Have you heard the new Fantastic Four rumor?
No.
The CGI?
No.
Go back and watch in the beginning when Sue Storm, where they're there at the interview. Look at how Sue Storm is walking.
Okay.
She's walking weirdly, as if someone CGI'd out her pregnant belly.
That's why they're doing the magazine interview.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's true, but I've seen a few little people being like, why is she walking like that? Oh, they CGI'd out that she's pregnant with Franklin. So go back and watch that bitch. And it could be wrong, but I don't know. When I was watching it, I was like, that does look, there is like a weird gait that she has that's strange.
I would fucking love that so much if she was pregnant.
Because also, if she has the baby and they need a way to get to a different universe.
The baby.
Franklin. My thing about not wanting to read any new Fantastic Four runs is I'm still pissed about Franklin having his powers taken away.
I know.
So until they bring his powers back, I'm kind of like boycotting the Fantastic Four.
I know. Well, I don't know what this new, what Ryan North is doing with Franklin. I'm sure it's wonderful. So maybe we need to dive into this run.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four. All right. Great. We did it.
Well, we did it. It's over.
All right.
It's over. That's what I said at the end of Captain America.
It's over. Okay, we did. I didn't stay for the post-credit scene. I was like, I'll look it up on YouTube. Yeah. I couldn't care less.
A lot of people left. I saw about 10 people walk out of the theater and not come back.
What a garbage movie.
It was pretty packed.
Yeah.
And a lot of people walked out. I saw it on Thursday night, so it was like that.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah. What a disappointment.
Then, like, two people clapped at the end. And I think they even realize, like, oh, no one's clapping. Like, be like, girl, you'll...
Girl, what?
If you like this, you'll like anything. Give me a break.
All right. What was worse, Captain America Brave New World or Arrietty's Snatch Game performance?
If I had to watch... How long was Captain America? Like...
It was 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours. If I had to watch 2 hours of Arrietty doing that impression, that's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. What about the full Captain America versus like 2 minutes of the Arrietty impression?
Then Captain America.
Okay.
It's what I can withstand. Why? What do you feel?
Oh, I would pick Captain America over Arrietty any day.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody,
for watching
or listening, depending if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Universe Head.
YouTube Music.
To it. YouTube Music. Anyway, there's so many different places you can listen to us. Anyway, thank you so much. And I just want to leave you with this. Be gay. And if you're like, I don't know how to be gay. Well, it's easy. All you have to do is read a comic. Because if you read comics, well, then that makes you
queer.
Bye. Bye.